The universe will not give you what you want. It gives you what you are.
The ancients say that what you think,
you create,
what you feel,
you attract,
what you imagine,
you become.
Free your mind.
If you see it in here, you're going to hold it here.
Perhaps the greatest discovery in all of human history is the fact that you become what you think about most of the time.
If you say it over and over, it starts to be something magical.
All of this happened because of knowing how to apply the secret.
If you can see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand.
You've probably been sitting there wondering, what is the secret? I'll tell you how I have come to understand it. We're all working with one power, one law. It's attraction.
Michael Jackson knew the power of the mind, and he programmed his own to manifest his success. He once said,
I look in the mirror and I would say over and over to myself, I take a deep breath, put my feet together, raise myself strong like a hero warrior, and I'd say, biggest selling album of all time, over and over in my mind, and I'd look in my eyes and I'd mean it, I'd say, biggest selling album of all time. And I wouldn't accept anything unless it was exactly what I wanted.
Once an idea has taken hold in the brain, it's almost impossible to eradicate.
You can have, do, or be anything you want.
We can have whatever it is that we choose. I don't care how big it is.
Your mind will believe whatever you repeat, so give it something worth believing. Because every time you say, I am, you're not describing yourself. You're creating yourself.
Anything you say with the words, I am, your subconscious will then take that as a command.
Fourth grade, I went in my closet. I said, I am going to the NBA. Anything you invoke with I am, the power of manifestation and what can happen in the universe comes true.
Every time you use the word I am and you say I am weak, I am poor, I'm, that's blasphemy, because the highest place within you is called I am.
I don't want to be anything. I am everything I want to be, and I'm already there.
Whatever we say is what our life will be.
So this is why the people that live the most effective lives are always acting as if they're in the future and the future's perfect, not waiting to get there.
Right.
What kind of a house do you want to live in?
Do you want to be a millionaire?
What kind of a business do you want to have?
Do you want more success?
What do you really want?
If you emit a frequency of want, what you're telling the universe is that you lack something, and you're trying to chase it. If you have a clear intention and can see, smell, hear, and feel it as if it is happening now, you no longer need it. And that is when the universe will mirror your frequency. People often ask, how can I have a goal but also be content with everything I have? I ask them, when you put your destination into your GPS in the car, do you question whether you're going to get there? Or do you just accept that it's inevitable? And only concentrate on the next turn. That is how manifestation works. Once you see it clearly and frequently, it's only a matter of when it will happen, not if it will happen.
Everything that's coming into your life, you are attracting into your life. And it's attracted to you by virtue of the images you're holding in your mind. It's what you're thinking. You see, whatever is going on in your mind, you're attracting to you.
Somewhere within you are still doubting, still questioning, still waiting for evidence before you fully accept. But the moment you truly surrender, the moment you relax so deeply into the knowing that you no longer care when or how your desire appears, that is the moment it begins to materialize. This is why some people manifest the things they no longer care about. Have you ever noticed that the desires you hold most lightly, the ones you do not obsess over, come with ease? This is because there is no resistance, no mental struggle, no energetic blockage.
And that principle can be summed up in three simple words. Thoughts become things.
If you change what you expect, you change what you believe, you change your dominant thoughts,
You change your inner workings, you begin to attract into your life people, circumstances, events, opportunities, everything consistent with your new thought.
Sit down, decide what you want, write it on a card, carry the card in your pocket, and read it as often as possible every day. I found if you write a lie on a card and you read it often enough, you're going to start to believe it. Believe, and your belief will actually create the fact. It doesn't matter what's happened in the past. You may not have a colorful background, and maybe you have. You may not have a lot of formal education, and maybe you have. But it really doesn't matter. If you've got a goal and you're willing to stick to it and study the laws, you're going to find out that you can win.
It feels familiar. I saw it so clearly. I swear to God, I saw it so clearly, so consistently, until it's here in reality. So,
if you spend your time chasing butterflies, they'll fly away. But if you spend your time making a beautiful garden, the butterflies will come to you. And if they don't, you'll still have a beautiful garden.
Very basically put, the law of attraction says that like attracts like. But we're really talking at a level of thought.
Our job as humans is to hold on to the thoughts of what we want, make it absolutely clear in our minds what we want, and from that we start to invoke one of the greatest laws in the universe, and that's the law of attraction.
The reason people are unsuccessful is they think thoughts of unsuccess or failure. Another line, which is very, very important, says that all causation is mental. We live in a mental universe. All causation is mental. If you wish to change your universe, you have to change your mentality. And this brings us to the most important line of all, which is simply this. If you change your thinking, and you change your life.
If you can see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand. I want you to see in your mind yourself doing what you really want to do.
This is how to manifest anything using the power of affirmations.
You take the description of the new you that you wrote up. That new description should include no negatives. It should be in the present tense. It should not say, I am going to become. It should say, I am. I am so happy that I am. And describe everything that you want to be. As you write out this description of you, you're literally building brain cells. Those new brain cells hold an image of the new you. Now, this is how the change is made. You use this and you let yourself totally relax. Don't try and relax, let yourself relax. You let yourself get emotionally involved in this image. And you know that every time you do, in a very relaxed state, wham, you just trigger those brain cells. And you know every time you do that, you're giving more and more energy to those brain cells. And in a relatively short period of time, those ideas will be fixed in your mind, and that's the way you'll live.
Because whatever you say to yourself and believe over and over again, you start to believe as a reality. You start to walk it and talk it and act it. So what you say is, I am unstoppable. I'm unstoppable. I'm unstoppable. I don't care what it is. I'm unstoppable. Nothing will stop me. The greatest of all qualities to guarantee success is the absolute willingness to go at anything and refuse to stop until you achieve it. And you know something? The statistics show that 95% of the goals that you set for yourself, you will achieve if you refuse to quit.
The moment they're believing more that it's done than it hasn't arrived, it'll manifest. One in particular, she was wanting to have a baby and get pregnant. She had visualized getting pregnant. She had been doing affirmations. She'd been grateful that she was getting pregnant. And she's like, still, I'm not pregnant. And I just knew that for a woman who can't get pregnant, getting pregnant has a lot of resistance around her. So much so that the resistance was outweighing her visualization and all the other things. So I said to her, I don't want you to visualize that. I want you to visualize holding the baby. That's the end result. I want you to visualize holding the baby. I want you to hear the baby. I want you to feel it in your arms.
Wow.
Pregnant in a month.
Wow.
And I've done that with a lot of women. To manifest, you have to believe. You have to believe that you already have whatever it is that you want. And the reason that you have to believe you have it already is because the subconscious mind is only operating in the present. It can't reason. It's just like a program. So if you say, my new car is coming, I'm going to get a new car, it's coming. Well, then it's always going to be coming. You have to imagine you have it now. And the moment that you believe, there's manifestations instantaneous.
You don't manifest anything by thinking of it. With around 60,000 thoughts daily, manifesting every one of them would be chaotic. Instead, it's what exists in our subconscious that shapes our reality. The subconscious doesn't think. It creates life circumstances based on what's inside. How does a thought go from the conscious to the subconscious? Through emotion and repetition, thoughts paired with strong emotion and repeated imprint on the subconscious. To craft a new reality, feel your desire with intense emotion and repeatedly visualize it as already achieved. This is the formula for true manifestation.
All experience, all reality, begins with a simple image in the mind. Hermes Trismegistus, from whom Hermetic philosophy and our teachings stem, stated over 2,000 years ago that images held in the mind affect the physical universe, and consequently, a particular image will bring about a particular effect, negative and destructive, or positive and productive, as we choose. Alchemy, the later descendant of Hermetic philosophy, incorporated this insight into a process called transmutation. Although confused by the uninitiated with the process or the transformation of base metals into gold, we know it is actually the process of inner transformation and spiritual development. By learning to create and control mental images, by holding a specific image in the mind, the alchemist experiences the effects produced by the specific energy of that image and finds those effects transforming not only the self, but extending out and transforming the world around the self. In effect, this means that without conscious, creative use of visualization, without a continued use of such visualization, frauders and sorors, we and our world die. Every day, in small, little ways, we become less, losing our vitality and aliveness.
You must know exactly what you want in this world. For example, suppose I wanted a home, but I had no money. I would make as lifelike a representation of the home that I would like, with all the things in it that I would want. And then, this night, as I would go to bed, I would, in a state, a drowsy, sleepy state, the state that borders upon sleep, I would imagine that I am actually in such a house, that were I to step off the bed, I would step upon the floor of that house. Were I to leave this room, I would enter the room that is adjacent to my imagined room in that house. And while I am touching the furniture and feeling it to be solidly real, and while I am moving from one room to the other in my imaginary house, I would go sound asleep in that state. And I know that in a way I could not consciously devise, I would realize my house. I have seen it work time and time again.
Let me give you a little known fact today that will increase your effectiveness in anything you do. It applies to doing a job, making more money, playing golf, cooking, raising children, teaching, anything at all. Now, while this has long been known by the most successful people of the world, it seems to have escaped the great majority. Whatever it is that you would like to do better, act as though you're a top flight expert at it. And if you continue to play this part long enough, you will become an expert.
Your mind will believe whatever you repeat. So give it something worth believing. Because every time you say, I am, you're not describing yourself. You're creating yourself. So say it one more time, and for the man you're becoming, I am relentless. I am consistent. I am not who I was. I am who I decide to be every day. And today I choose to rise. There is a war happening inside you. Not outside, not in your job, not in your circumstances, inside. In the deepest part of your mind, a battle between who you were and who you're becoming. And every time you hesitate, every time you say maybe, every time you retreat back into the old version of yourself, You're feeding the wrong side. You've been running on a program, not one you chose, one installed by others, built from fear, repetition, and survival, a program written by your environment, your parents' doubts, your teacher's limitations, your own failures, and that operating system, it's outdated, it's slow, it's reactive, and it's been sabotaging your future behind the scenes for years.
The subconscious mind is a powerhouse. It creates around us all that it believes to be true, according to the instructions that we give it. So if you give it the right instruction, you just been giving it instructions on how to do one thing, make money. That's it. That's what we're trained from a baby. Make money and how to look good. Something that's always cosmetic. It's not real. So you're chasing an illusion. So when you're dealing with something that's real, it says your subconscious, it only acts upon what it believes is true. So the reason why some people can hear this knowledge and it don't register, because subconsciously they don't believe that's true. They believe that college makes you happy. They believe that money makes you happy. They believe that success in all its forms or the career makes you happy. And until they find out in actuality that is only something to sustain you and actually ultimately to keep you dead, and abandon that by deleting it from the files, they can't put the new shit in. So it's talking about deleting the files, but the subconscious only will create that what you innermost think is true. So no matter how much you hear this, until you bear witness that maybe the shit that the brother is talking about might be true.
Just close your eyes and use this technique and just think like this. First of all, visualize the perfect outcome. Visualize the perfect outcome. In other words, visualize if you could script what was coming up, the interview with your boss, the sales presentation, so visualize the perfect outcome.
Your imagination is actually very, very real. Everything you've ever imagined is real. See, I tell young people like this. First of all, this is how your imagination works. You got to grab this concept. It is impossible for you to think an impossible thought. That is impossible. You can't think something that ain't possible. You ain't that smart. So if it's in your head, you gotta ask yourself, how did it get there? That's God showing you a preview of a coming attraction he has for you. The problem with most people is you think your imagination is hocus pocus. It's really not. It's a preview of a coming attraction. If you react to your imagination, that's where your real life is.
Your subconscious mind is only activated by commands that are stated in the present positive personal tense. So again, instead of writing a goal such as, I am going to lose weight in the months ahead, you would write, I weigh X number of pounds by a certain date. Instead of saying, I will earn more money over the next year, you would say, I earn X number of dollars by such and such a date. The more specific you can be in terms of what you want and when you want to achieve it, expressed in the positive present tense and beginning with the word I, the more powerful the effect will be on your subconscious mind. Goals written and stated in this way activate the laws of expectation and the law of attraction. They cause you to develop new beliefs about what is possible for you. They also activate the laws of emotion and correspondence. They increase your energy and stimulate your creativity. As a result, you start to move more rapidly toward the achievement of your goals, and they begin to move more rapidly toward you.
Nothing happens in the body except it first takes place in the mind. All disease is a lack of peace. No matter what the problem is, no matter what the difficulty is, it's a group of negative thoughts charged with fear and superstition lodged in the recesses of the subconscious mind. All forms of therapy are good. The quickest, surest, safest way is prayer. This is why you're told the truth shall set thee free. Prayer is very simple. It's filling your subconscious mind with the truths of God, the same yesterday, today, and forever. And these truths neutralize and obliterate all the negative patterns. Then the embodiment or the trouble must disappear. You eradicate the cause. The lower is subject to the higher vibration. Hundreds of thousands of cells are dying every second right here. As you spiritualize your thoughts, the cells take on a spiritual overtone. they no longer take over the disease soap patterns. That's the basis of all healing. You have a new body every 11 months. The body you're going to have the next few months is in the grocery stores.
That story you keep telling yourself about why you can't, why it's not the right time, why maybe you'll try later. That story is not yours. It's the virus in your code. And you don't fix a virus by negotiating with it. You delete it. One must be willing to burn his ships and cut all sources of retreat. That's not just a quote. It's the entry fee for change. If there's a way back, you'll take it. If there's an excuse, you'll use it. But if there's no way out, the only direction is forward. That's how transformation starts. Look at Henry Ford. The world laughed when he envisioned a horseless carriage. But he didn't ask for permission. He didn't ask, "What if I fail?" He said, "Whether you think you can or you think you can't, you're right." And he believed he could. Every day, until he built an empire. He didn't negotiate with doubt. He killed it. You have to do the same. Kill the idea that you are your past. Kill the need to explain yourself to people who gave up on their own evolution. Kill the voice that says rest when it's time to build.
Before you go to sleep at night, feed your mind with a stream of messages consistent with what you want to be and have and do the next day. In other words, program yourself for the next day, the same way you'd program a computer. And what I do is I lie down and I close my eyes and I say, I wake up in the morning, present tense, and I feel terrific. I wake up in the morning, I feel wonderful. I feel full of energy. I believe tomorrow is going to be a great day. I wake up in the morning and I feel terrific. And then when you get up in the morning, the first thing that you say, the first thought that you program into your subconscious computer is, I feel terrific. I feel terrific. What you do is you get up and you say it 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 times and you repeat it over. I feel terrific. I feel terrific. Even when you feel terrible, say, I feel terrific. You see, your subconscious mind can't tell the difference between a real fact and one that you vividly imagine. And if you repeat, I feel terrific, very loud, I feel terrific, try it yourself. I feel terrific. I feel terrific. I feel terrific. What happens is the subconscious mind believes that maybe you do feel terrific, and it will actually give you a surge of energy that will wake you up and clear your mind even before you have coffee.
Whenever you wake up in the morning, today is going to be a great day. You have to nudge your brain, right? We have a conscious mind, we have an unconscious mind, we have a self-image, and your subconscious is paying attention to the words that the conscious mind is saying. And so if you're like, oh, I don't want to get out of bed, today is going to be a bad day, you're going to have a bad day because you just programmed your subconscious mind to do that. If you want to have a good day, it starts the night before, is what went well today. So when I go to bed, I say a prayer, and then I go, what went well? And I go on a treasure hunt because I'm purposefully looking for what are the right things that happened. And I look for the micro moments, you know, like what's the smallest thing? And for me, where I live, I see a lot of hummingbirds and butterflies, and I just focus on them.
Every night when you go to bed, there's a period just after you close your eyes and you're essentially disconnected for a moment, your brain is operating in theta. Well, theta is hypnosis. You put a pair of earphones on at night, you play a program that you want to be true in your life. The moment you fall asleep, the conscious mind shut off, but the subconscious mind is now in record theta. So whatever is coming through the earphones at that moment after you fall asleep, you don't hear it, but the subconscious mind is hearing it and downloading it in a state of theta.
Do you know this secret gives you everything you want? Happiness, health, and wealth. You can have, do, or be anything you want.
We can have whatever it is that we choose. I don't care how big it is.
What kind of a house do you want to live in?
Do you want to be a millionaire?
What kind of a business do you want to have?
Do you want more success?
What do you really want?
I've seen many miracles take place in people's lives. Financial miracles, miracles of physical healing, mental healing, healing in relationships.
All of this happened because of knowing how to apply the secret. You've probably been sitting there wondering, what is the secret? I'll tell you how I have come to understand it. We all work with one infinite power. We all guide ourselves by exactly the same laws. The natural laws of the universe are so precise,
that we don't even have any difficulty building spaceships. We can send people to the moon, and we can time the landing with the precision of a fraction of a second. I don't care if you're in India, if you're in Australia, New Zealand, Stockholm, or London, or Toronto, or Montreal, or New York. We're all working with one power, one law. It's attraction.
Before you go to sleep every night, visualize yourself being, doing, and having the good which you desire. Because while you are asleep, your conscious mind is in abeyance for a longer period of time than at any other period in your daily life. And when you impress the subconscious just before going to sleep, the subconscious works with that idea that you've given it, even while you're asleep. The subconscious mind will be correlating you with all of the good which you have visualized. You say you may not realize it, but your mind is working for you or against you, even while you are asleep. And the mastermind within you says that if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me. And whatever idea you lift up before your subconscious mind, before you go to sleep, that idea is impressed upon the subconscious and it draws that to you. You'll wake up in the morning and the right ideas will just be clicking in your head.
The conscious mind can learn from reading a book. So the subconscious mind can read a self-help book and you go, wow, that sounds really great. And then you find you read the book, but your life is still the same. And it turns out, why? And the answer is because the subconscious mind is more of a habit mind, things that you repeat over and over again. Yes. So the reality is, if you can stay conscious, be present, and when those negative thoughts come in our head, and psychologists tell us 70% of the time, the thoughts that are going through our head are negative and redundant, so the same negative thoughts are going through. If you could stop those thoughts, if you could hear them as they come through, like, oh, that's not gonna work, or this will never happen, those kind of thoughts. If you can hear them and stop them consciously, say, no, change the belief right there, just give the more positive thing. As you repeat this more frequently and you keep repeating it, the subconscious mind begins to learn.
Learn to become still and to take your attention away from what you don't want and all the emotional charge around it and place the attention on what you wish to experience. Energy flows where attention goes. You can begin right now to feel healthy. You can begin to feel prosperous. You can begin to feel the love that's surrounding you, even if it's not there. And what will happen is the universe will correspond to the nature of your song. The universe will correspond to the nature of that inner feeling and manifest because that's the way you feel.
One of the best books that I've read this year is The Expectation Effect by David Robson. So he is a science writer from the UK, and he looked at a whole bunch of studies, the placebo effect, which everybody's familiar with, right? There is a particular expectation that an outcome is going to come from some sort of medication, and lo and behold, that outcome manifests. He found this across pretty much every area of anything that you care to care about. So my two favorite studies from this, so interesting. He realized that gluten intolerance, self-report gluten intolerance, has increased from 3% to 30% in 10 years.
So this is the why there's so many gluten-free options on the menu?
They've got 30% of the population to serve, yeah, so people need it. And he was wondering, well, what is it? Human biology hasn't changed that much. Is it maybe that the foods have changed and people are responding to that? Or is it maybe some sort of expectation? Because the type of news stories that are hearing about gluten and about how bad it is for us and inflammation and all this sort of stuff, maybe it's that and people are expecting it. So they brought people into a lab. They sit them down. These people do and do not have self-reported gluten intolerances. And they give everybody the same meal. They tell everybody in the room that it's got gluten in it. It's got no gluten in it. After a while, people who don't have a gluten intolerance biologically, who haven't eaten gluten, have diarrhea, they have hives, they're breaking out in inflammation, they're having to run to the bathroom. Okay, well, that's kind of interesting. He did another story that he spoke about. VO2 max tests that they were looking at. Apparently there's a particular genetic mutation that allows people to blow off CO2 and upregulate oxygen in a better way. They brought people in, even numbers of people that did and did not have this genetic trait, split them into two random groups. So there was a mix of both do and do not have the trait in each. First group was told, you've got the right genetic trait, you should be really, really good at this. Second group was told, oh, sorry, you don't have it, you shouldn't be too good. No surprise, perhaps, that the group that was told that they did, they ended up performing better. But when they actually looked at what was happening in the physiology of these people, they found that the people who didn't have the genetic mutation but were told that they did, had a lower overall lactate threshold. They had a lower overall heart rate. They were blowing off CO2 more effectively and upregulating oxygen better than the people who did have the genetic mutation, but were told that they didn't. So he coined this term that said your expectations are even more powerful than your genes.
Your subconscious mind is marvelous, but what it does is it only thrives on goals that you pronounce in the now, in the present tense. You now have a dynamism. It's called a dynamism in your brain, where your brain knows that you're only earning this amount of money, but now you're saying, but I earn this amount of money. Your brain knows that you're not a millionaire, but now you're saying, I am a millionaire. And so your brain goes to work to close this gap between where you are and where you want to be. And your brain starts to work 24 hours a day, and it works and it gives you ideas. Each person here has what is called the superconscious mind. And this mind has been talked about for 5,000 years, and some call it the oversoul, and some people call it the God mind, some people call it God spirit, whatever it happens to be. But there's this incredible power in the universe that you can tap into. You could just reach into it by simply writing down a goal clearly on a piece of paper, and then this mind goes to work 24 hours a day to bring it into your life.
That comfort zone is a dangerous place to be. You have the ability, when someone gives you a suggestion that takes you in a direction other than where you want to go, you have the ability to consciously and mentally just reject that idea. And then you can go ahead and originate whatever idea you want. Now, as long as an idea is in your conscious mind, it'll have absolutely no effect on your physical body or what you're doing, no effect at all. It's when you take that idea and you turn it over to this part of our mind we refer to as the subconscious. The early Greeks referred to this part of our personality as the heart. You see, they pointed out that as you think in your heart, so are you. Whatever idea comes in and goes in here instantly is manifest in that physical body of yours.
Your mind is a magnet. Now, I have what I call sometimes my mantra, and it's this: good health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and money. Why do I keep saying that? Because this is what I want to magnetize my mind for. The subconscious is that silent listener. And everybody has that subconscious part of the mind that hears everything you say, and it is impressed by everything you feel and everything you think. That's why I'm rather cautious about reading about what kind of flu is coming for the season. Why? Because you have a silent subconscious listener down there. And that silent subconscious listener hears that, and if it becomes impressed with that, then it'll go around having that kind of flu. And we don't want to magnetize our minds for what we do not desire. We do not want to demagnetize our minds concerning good health, happiness, love, success, prosperity, and money.
Everything you've ever heard, everything you've ever learned, everything that's ever been told to you is accepted as fact and stored in the subconscious mind. The most powerful instrument in the universe is the subconscious mind. Lie to it! Lie to it! Tell it lies! I really do feel good. I really feel great. You're snotting and snorting all over the place. Tell it, it doesn't know any different. It says, hey, what's all that noise? He says he feels good, okay? And all of a sudden, things start triggering out of the subconscious mind. This is where visualization comes from Dr. Bernie Siegel. This is where visualization comes from Dean Ornish. They're telling something that really isn't true, and the subconscious mind thinks it is true, so the subconscious mind starts doing things as if it is true.
If you do not have it written down, your chances of it happening is reduced drastically. It's a principle of success. You have to have everything you want written. It's in the Bible. Habakkuk 2:2. It says, write the vision and make it plain so that he who reads it will run to it. And even though it tarry, that means take a long time, wait for it, for surely it will come at an appointed time. That's in the Bible. Listen to me. That's real. If you don't think it's real, I dare you to try it. Write everything you want on a piece of paper. If you can think it, you can achieve it. Write it on a piece of paper. Read it every morning and every night. Come back here 1 year from today and see how much of that stuff then came true. That's a promise of yoga. That ain't no theory I come up with. That's all successful people have. You have to write it. Everything I've ever gotten in life, I've written.
You don't manifest anything by thinking of it. With around 60,000 thoughts daily, manifesting every one of them would be chaotic. Instead, it's what exists in our subconscious that shapes our reality. The subconscious doesn't think. It creates life circumstances based on what's inside. How does a thought go from the conscious to the subconscious? Through emotion and repetition, thoughts paired with strong emotion and repeated imprint on the subconscious. To craft a new reality, feel your desire with intense emotion and repeatedly visualize it as already achieved. This is the formula for true manifestation.
Step number two for manifesting properly according to science is you must visualize the steps that lead you to the thing that you want, not the end goal. This is a major mistake that people make. They manifest improperly because all they do is focus on the end goal.
You need to start talking like you're psychotic. And what I mean by this is you need to start speaking in affirmation. When you see a dream house that's $10, $20, or $30 million, instead of complaining about how expensive it is, let's go, oh, it's only $25 million. It's less than I thought. When you see a dream car, go, I'm thinking about getting that one. I'm just debating on the color. When anybody asks me, hey, Grant, have you flown private? Do you have a private jet? I go, it just hasn't came in yet. And what you're doing is hypnotizing your subconscious to have different core beliefs. Your beliefs ultimately shape the way you think, and most importantly, the actions that you take, which attracts what comes into your life. And you can also help other people doing this by asking them bold things. I'll ask my brother, hey, what type of McLaren do you think you want to get? What color would you get? Just that question mark opens up and expands your way of thinking so you can attract those things into your life.
Remember, if you have a thought without an emotion, it has no impact. If you have an emotion without a thought, it has no direction. But if you have a thought of something you want, combined with an emotion of excitement and confidence and happiness that you can achieve it, it's like a powerful bullet, and it activates all your mental powers.
The most powerful way to manifest is in experiencing the fullness of the present moment, undifferentiated fullness, what Jesus called life in its fullness. Life in its fullness is an inner state of being. So if you bring together, if you have a vision in your mind of what it is you want to achieve or create or manifest, and you bring this vision into this sense of still fullness. Jesus expressed it too. He said, when you pray for something, believe that you already have it. Feel that you already have it. Whatever it is that you want to have, you need to feel already the feeling. By feeling that which is beyond the world of phenomena, it is to experience, to know, to realize the beingness within you, the I am, which is consciousness itself.
You become what you think about. And since the only thing that you can control is your thinking, if you change what you are thinking about, you will begin to change your reality. If you change what you expect, you change what you believe, you change your dominant thoughts, you change your inner workings, you begin to attract into your life people, circumstances, events, opportunities, everything consistent with your new thoughts. The reason people are unsuccessful is they think thoughts of unsuccess or failure. We live in a mental universe. All causation is mental. If you wish to change your universe, you have to change your mentality. And this brings us to the most important line of all, which is simply this. If you change your thinking, and you change your life. Change your thinking, and you change your life.
The secret of manifestation is expressed in one simple statement by Jesus, and that encapsulates all the books that have been written on manifestation and will ever be written on manifestation. It's just one simple sentence. It says, when you pray for something, believe that it has been given or that you already have it, then you will receive it. It doesn't say believe that you will receive it. He says, believe that you have received it. The very foundation for successful manifestation is finding who you are in your essence. And once you've found that, that already contains everything that you could wish for on a feeling level. Whatever you attain then comes out of the state of fullness, not out of the state of lack.
So it's like here you are as a person, and your brain's divided in half, and this idea pops in here into your conscious mind. Now, if you have a strong enough plan or commitment, total commitment, then no matter what it takes can happen. If you have enough strong enough internal feeling attached to a plan, then that internal feeling will cause it to drop into your unconscious mind, and then you'll manifest it. That's the way the mind works. Read Think and Grow Rich. Read As a Man Thinketh. Read any book that will teach you the principles that create wealth. And that's what it'll teach you. That's the fundamental of it all. So the key here is to create a strong enough internal feeling that it drops into your unconscious. And one way to do that is create a plan, right? Another one is to create the kind of commitment that it doesn't matter. Whatever it takes, you'll find a way. But see, that has to be a consistent emotion.
Sit down, decide what you want, write it on a card, carry the card in your pocket, and read it as often as possible every day. I found if you write a lie on a card and you read it often enough, you're going to start to believe it. Believe, and your belief will actually create the fact. It doesn't matter what's happened in the past. You may not have a colorful background, and maybe you have. You may not have a lot of formal education, and maybe you have. But it really doesn't matter. If you've got a goal and you're willing to stick to it and study the laws, you're going to find out that you can win.
You're living on frequencies. Now, when you think of something, what you've done is you've flipped your brain onto a higher frequency. The very fact you can see it is all the proof you need to know you could get it. What you have to do is raise your level of consciousness to that frequency. And then you will attract whatever on that frequency, all the good you need to manifest the idea. Any idea that's held in the mind, that's emphasized, that's either feared or revered, so it could be better, good, will begin at once to clothe itself in the most convenient and appropriate form available. It starts to move into form.
To manifest abundance quickly, try this powerful routine twice a day. Begin by closing your eyes, taking a deep breath, and saying, I am open to receiving abundance in all areas of my life. Visualize yourself surrounded by wealth, joy, and prosperity. Feel the gratitude as if it's already yours. Repeat affirmations like, money flows to me effortlessly, and I am deserving of all good things. Do this in the morning and before bed to align your energy with abundance, inviting life-changing results into your life.
If you understand the meaning of these three quotes, you'll be able to manifest anything you want. Number one, our reality is the mirror of our thoughts. What we project within, we manifest without. Number two, the strength of the mind is not in its knowledge, but in its ability to manifest the reality it desires. Number three, we do not attract what we want, we attract what we are. The universe responds not to our wishes, but to our vibrations.
The one point that all the great teachers, all down through history, have all agreed on, they've been in complete unanimous agreement on it, we become what we think about.
A person who thinks all the time has nothing to think about except thought.
But until you start believing in yourself, you ain't gonna have a life.
Don't think you are. Know you are.
This is the truth. If you can see it here, you can hold it here.
Ask for what you want and be prepared to get it.
You become what you think about most of the time. You get what you think about most of the time.
What you feel.
You attract.
What do you imagine?
You create.
If you can see it in your mind, visualize it, it must happen. That's a law of the universe.
It's not becoming a millionaire that's important. It's the person that you must become in order to become a millionaire. You have to become a completely different person. You have to develop character beyond 99% of the people in the world. You have to develop honesty and discipline and quality relationships and the willingness and the ability to work and set priorities and all kinds of stuff.
Let me tell you something.
There is no nobility in poverty. I have been a rich man and I have been a poor man, and I chose rich every time. So you listen to me and you listen well. Are you behind on your credit card bills? Good, pick up the phone and start dialing. Is your landlord ready to evict you? Good, pick up the phone and start dialing. Does your girlfriend think you're a worthless loser? Good, pick up the phone and start dialing. I want you to deal with your problems by becoming rich. Because at least as a rich man, when I have to face my problems, I show up in the back of a limo wearing a $2,000 suit and a $40,000 gold watch.
So why don't you set a goal to become a millionaire, that for what it will make of you to achieve it?
I wasn't high, wasn't wired, just clear. I knew what I needed to do and how to do it.
If you decide that you will be poor, there's nothing I can do. You're going to be poor. If you decide to be rich today, who gonna stop you? Who?
You're creative. If you can visualize it, you can do it. It doesn't matter what it is. That's what Hill said. Anything the mind can conceive and believe, it can achieve.
And I can describe it to you in one short sentence so you can understand it.
Think and grow rich. Think and grow rich.
If you decide you want to be rich, all you gotta do is start.
We can grow into anything we choose because we build the idea. It becomes the nucleus. It controls our vibration, and that dictates what we attract to us.
You gotta create dream boards. You gotta put the new car up on your mirror. Put the weight you wanna be on the refrigerator. If you can see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand. That's the law of attraction. That's what you bring to you.
Your mental attitude is important because it acts as a magnet which attracts to you everything, every circumstance which makes you what you are and where you are.
What you think and what you believe, it's what will come true for you. Your thoughts create your life. It's that simple. And when we can get that, we can make enormous changes.
Think and Grow Rich by Napoleon Hill. Foundation of this is anything the mind can conceive and believe it can achieve.
But whatever the mind can conceive and believe, the mind can achieve. Regardless of how many times you may have failed in the past or how lofty your aims and hopes may be.
Whatever you send into the universe sends right back at you. And when it's coming back, that's your law of attraction.
The difference between successful people and non-successful people is here. If you want to be successful, you have to change this. What makes it hard is your lack of belief that it can happen for you. The fact of it is, though, it's very doable. This decision is yours and yours alone.
Do the thing, and you'll get the energy to do the thing. Just say, I'm going after it, I'm going to get it, and your present circumstance has got nothing to do with where you're going.
Get locked into your idea and stay in that vibration regardless of what's happening. When you do that, it will attract to you all things requisite to the fulfillment of that picture, and it'll attract it by the harmonious vibration, the law of attraction.
If you wish to keep on the beam that leads to success, be sure that you give Cosmic Habit Force a thought pattern based on the things you want most in life, and it will do the rest.
What we give out, we get back. And what we believe about ourselves becomes true for us. Our thinking creates our experiences. There is a law of thinking like everything else, like all of nature. There is a universal energy or law of mind or subconscious mind, whatever you want to call it. But to me, it means the power that is within me and around me transforms my thoughts into experiences. Every thought we think and every word we speak is creating our experiences. And it's all almost as though every time you think a thought or you speak a word, that universal intelligence or energy is listening or responding to what you are thinking or believing or saying. Whatever we choose to believe becomes true for us.
I ask not for more riches, but more wisdom with which to make wiser use of the riches you gave me at birth, consisting in the power to control and direct my own mind to whatever ends I desire.
$1 million isn't cool. You know what's cool?
$1 billion.
correctly.
That clip we played there, what was it, that 2013 is...
I said to my dad when I said, listen, I'm going to, by the time I'm 25 years old, I'm going to be a self-made millionaire. And he laughed at me.
There's no one laughing at me now. It's any moments.
See this? This is energy too. If you get on the frequency this is on, you can't stop it coming.
Success is not something you chase. It's something you attract by the person you become. So act as if. It's not pretending, it's preparing.
We cannot attract anything in our life we feel separate from. We always desire things, we always want things, but when we're in the creative process, we cannot create from the lack of not having it. We have to create from the feeling of having it. The person now who's in that state where they're feeling like the event has already happened, they no longer want it. Because they're feeling the emotion of it. You only look for it when you experience lack. If you feel like it's already happened, you're no longer separate from it. And so feeling that emotion somehow starts to draw things to us. And now we're not having to do anything. Now things are starting to come to us. That's the synchronicities, that's the coincidences, that's the opportunities. We're not doing anything, they're coming to us.
When you know what you want and you make a committed decision, you are on an exciting trip. See, when you see yourself as what you want, you put your mind on the frequency that it has to be on, and you're going to attract everything you need, and you'll get it right on schedule. Not when you want it, probably. You'll get it as you need it. Do you know the only prerequisite to getting what you want? Is you gotta want it.
Okay, let me show you this that I had in mind. Albert Einstein said that imagination is everything. It's the preview to life's coming attraction. That's what your imagination is. Your imagination is actually very, very real. Everything you've ever imagined is real. See, I tell young people like this. First of all, this is how your imagination works. You got to grab this concept. It is impossible for you to think an impossible thought. That is impossible. You can't think something that ain't possible. You ain't that smart. So if it's in your head, you got to ask yourself, how did it get there? That's God showing you a preview of a coming attraction he has for you. The problem with most people is you think your imagination is hocus pocus. It's really not. It's a preview of a coming attraction. If you react to your imagination, that's where your real life is.
If you will say before you go to sleep, I believe something wonderful is going to happen to me tomorrow. And if you'll say when you get up in the morning, I believe something wonderful is going to happen to me today. And if all day long you say, I believe something wonderful is going to happen to me, you'll find that as you go to sleep the next night, and try this today, it's a very powerful exercise. It sounds a little bit corny, but it's a very powerful exercise. If you'll try it, you'll find that when you go to sleep, you will not be able to think of all the wonderful things that happen to you. You'll just be surprised that your parking spaces will open up, and friends will call, and you'll get checks in the mail. Just your life will be a series of really positive, happy experiences. So always expect the best. I believe something wonderful is going to happen to me today, and by the inexorability of a law of nature, it's going to happen to you. I can assure you it's happened to thousands and thousands and thousands of our graduates who will literally astonish you the effect of this corny little exercise.
Now, science says, show me and I'll believe. Faith says, believe and I'll show you.
Be very clear on what it is that you want. Spend 5 minutes sitting down and visualizing those things being true, and then give gratitude for that. Like, see it, feel it in your body, taste it in your mouth, hear it in your ears. Completely immerse yourself in that for 5 minutes, longer if you can, and then just be so grateful for all of that. Essentially, what you're doing is moving your brain from a fear state to a trust state, and that is the gateway to making these changes.
What you hold in your mind on a consistent basis is exactly what you will experience in your life. Think abundance, feel it, and the universe will mirror it back to you. When your desire is strong enough, you will find the way. Hold the image of your goal with unwavering faith, and the world will bend to meet your vision.
If you have a clear picture in your head of something that is going to happen, a clear belief in that it will happen no matter what, then nothing can stop it. You know what I mean? It is destined to happen.
Like attracts like. You have to understand, you are a magnet.
Whatever you are, that's what you draw to you. If you're negative, you're going to draw negativity. You're positive, you draw positive. You're a kind person, more people are kind to you. So you're like a magnet. You know, if you see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand.
Our deepest fear is not that we are inadequate. Our deepest fear is that we are powerful beyond measure. It is our light, not our darkness, that most frightens us. Your playing small does not serve the world. There is nothing enlightened about shrinking so that other people won't feel insecure around you. We were all meant to shine as children do. It's not just in some of us, it's in everyone. And as we let our own light shine, we unconsciously give other people permission to do the same, as we are liberated from our own fear.
When you stop thinking, there's a wonderful thing that happens in the brain when we become nobody, no one, no thing, nowhere, no time. That's the moment where we shut the mechanism down of thinking. And by focusing on nothing, on space, there's a recalibration of the nervous system back to more order, back to more wholeness, back to more oneness. And the closer you get to singularity, to source, to oneness, to wholeness, to absolute, whatever you want to call that, and you're creating from the field instead of from matter, every thought in the quantum produces a frequency. So the thought of your wealth in the quantum should produce the frequency or the feeling of abundance. And if you can experience the feeling of that ahead of the actual event, you're beginning to change information in the field. Keep doing that. Thought objectifies and conditions reality. So you create a thought form, and in time, all of a sudden, you start having these synchronicities and these outcomes in your life.
Gosh, it's so sad when somebody is in the right country and they got the wrong philosophy. Let me give you some examples on philosophy that can get you from $5 an hour to $6 an hour. Here's number one. Wait for the government to change the minimum wage. If you wait long enough, sure enough, the government will change the minimum wage, let's say, to $6. Now, you say yes, but how long will it take? Answer, I'm sure much longer than you want to wait. Here's number two. Wait for the company to pay you $6 an hour. How often is the review? 6 months, 1 year, let's say you don't make it. Second year, say, well, that's a long time to go from five to six. It is a long time. Here's the third philosophy. We call it the philosophy of demand. Using the philosophy of demand, you cannot get rich. I demand $6 or I won't work. Now, if you're by yourself, this is a risky philosophy. If you've got 1,000 people now to take with you to the company and say, all 1,000 of us will not work unless we get $6, now you might have a chance. The philosophy of demand only works by collective bargaining. So you can't get rich by demand. Here it is, the philosophy of performance. I will perform so well that the company would easily be justified in paying me $6. These are philosophies to follow. Your income is determined primarily by your philosophy.
You don't have to be great to get started, but you have to get started to be great. There are things that you're going to be able to do that eye has not seen, ear has not heard. There are things that you have in you that you don't even know. But until you get outside of your comfort zone, you will never discover it. You have something special. You have greatness within you. But in order to manifest your greatness, you've got to put yourself in a perpetual state of discomfort. Yes, you've got to challenge yourself. You've got to raise the bar on yourself. You've got to get busy. You've got to work your plan. Even if you've got a job right now, you've got to work yourself out of it. You've got to have an exit date where you say, hey, I've had it. It's time for me to do me, to pursue my dream, to work my plan, to implement the things that I want for myself and for my family and for my kids. And what is your legacy? What do you want to do for yourself?
You can have, do, or be anything you want if you controlled your mind. The law of attraction is basically saying whatever you focus on with energy and repetition is what you're going to tend to bring into your life. Most people don't realize that their thoughts are in the toilet. There are things like, I'm not good enough, it's not going to work out. All of these kinds of negative thoughts keep people shut down. They don't go for their dreams. What the law of attraction is teaching people is that you have a choice. You can change your thinking. Start to generate what you do want to think. And this is where things like affirmations, positive thinking, positive statements, instead of saying I'm not good enough, begin to say I am good enough. A reticular activating system in the brain responds to repetition, imagery, and emotion. Aim where you want to go by choosing what you want, getting an image of what you want, fueling it with passion and love, and then you can start to create it almost organically and automatically.
How do you connect these?
If you can see it here and you have the courage enough to speak it, it will happen. So a lot of times people believe in certain things, but they keep to themselves. They don't put it out there. If you truly believe in it, if you become vocal with it, you are creating that law of attraction and it will become reality.
If you see it in your mind, you can hold it in your hand.
The thoughts we think and the words we speak are constantly creating our future. Our beliefs shape our life.
Ask, believe, receive.
Success begins in the mind. Whatever you can clearly imagine, ardently desire, and firmly believe, you can bring into your reality.
Have you ever asked yourself what differentiates the winners from the masses? Well, I have. I've researched the subject now for over a quarter of a century, and I have found that the winners are aware of a certain place within. It's referred to as the higher self. And in this higher self, there's an image of perfection, which is forever attempting to express itself in a greater way. When the winner wants to turn their dreams into physical realities, they call on this higher self. And they set about and change the world, not just for themselves, but for everyone in it.
It's a choice. It's a matter of the heart. That your mindset could change your whole atmosphere. That you can turn your mess into a message and your test into a testimony.
Any thought, plan, goal, or idea that you hold continuously in your conscious mind and that you intensely desire must be brought into reality by your superconscious mind. If you can hold it continuously, if you can emotionalize it, if you can visualize it in your conscious mind, the superconscious mind will begin to organize the entire universe of experience around you to draw into your life the people and circumstances necessary to make that idea come true.
Write everything you imagine down. Write it all down, pray about it, and watch what happens. You gotta start believing in your imagination. But you have not because you ask not. So if you see the vision, but you don't ask God for it, what you want him to do? He showed it to you. Faith without works is dead. So now you got to put in work.
It's the law of the universe called the law of abundance, the law of attraction. You can have anything you want. Once you know what it is, one of the main lessons you come to Earth to learn is how to manipulate energy. Everything is energy. Mm-hmm. And you come to Earth to learn how to manipulate that, to be a master manifester. First, you have to know what you want. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people say, well, I need this, I want this. Those are the wrong words. Uh-huh. In creating your reality, if you say, I need, I want, well, see, you're creating a lack and you're putting it off by I want it. No, the wording is I have it and you got to believe it. Because if you can see it in your mind as already done, already happened, it must occur. That's a law of the universe.
Do you know you can use your imagination to go into the future and bring it into the present? That's what all highly successful people do. They see where they want to go, and then they act like the person they want to become. It was William James from Harvard's advice. He says it's the actor's technique. Act like the person you want to become.
Ask, believe, receive. So many people overlook this very simple quality. You don't have to figure it out. That's what freezes people. When you're trying to figure out your life all the way to the end, when you can't figure it out, it freezes you from trying it because you go, oh, well, I can't figure that out. Oh, I can't go over there because I don't know how. You don't have to know how. You have to ask, believe, and receive. That's as simple as it gets, folks.
This is the truth. If you can see it here, you can hold it here. If you can entertain the idea, you can cause it to move into form, because you are in harmony, or can be in harmony, with the laws that govern your being.
Thoughts are like drops of water. If you drop a drop of water on the table here, and it doesn't mean much, but if you keep dropping and keep dropping and keep dropping, the table becomes a wash, and then you get a puddle on the floor, and then you can get a little pond and a lake. And finally, you can create an ocean. And with our own thoughts, we can drown in a sea of negativity, or we can float on the ocean of light. And it's up to us. The thoughts we think accumulate. And what sort of puddles are you standing in? Or are you up to here? Or are you up to here and trying to paddle? When we're willing to change our thinking, we can change our experiences.
My name is Jordan Belfort. That's right. I'm a former member of the middle class, raised by two accountants in a tiny apartment in Bayside, Queens. The year I turned 26 as the head of my own brokerage firm, I made $49 million.
All the experts are agreed that in each of us, there are deep reservoirs of ability, even genius, that we habitually fail to use.
Your perception, the will, memory, intuition, reason, and imagination. These marvelous tools. We can take our imagination and build an image in our mind of how we want to live. Block out what's going now. Don't let your present results have anything to do with this. Just what you want. And it's with your imagination that you will build it. Everything that we have, the camera that I'm speaking to right now, was first created in the mind of one individual.
You already have within all it's required to attract literally whatever you want into your life. You can see it in your head. You can hold it in your hand, because that is the frequency. Match the frequency of the good you desire. If you hold the dream in your mind and you don't let the outside world control you, you will attract everything that you need, and that space will fill in. The way will be shown.
What? You have got to start expecting great things to happen for you in order for it to happen. It is the law of attraction. It is real. It is nothing fake about it. The Bible says a man is as he thinketh. If you live your life in expectations, that's what happens to you. If you live your life in despair, that's what happens to you. If you say all men are dogs, you're gonna meet every last one of them. I'll never be rich, you won't. The moment you change the frequency that your tower emits, different things come back to you.
The imagination is the most marvelous, miraculous, inconceivably powerful force the world has ever known. Now, the imagination is the mental faculty out of which visions arise. Visions. Pictures that we build in our mind. Most people don't use their imagination constructively. Most people use their imagination destructively. They imagine what they don't want. We've got to consciously and deliberately imagine what we do want. If we will take and sit down with a pen and ask ourselves, what do I really want? And write it down. And then make a written description of it in the present tense. Writing causes thinking. Thinking creates an image. And you get these images going, you're building a vision in your mind. It's the visionaries that's changed the world. Think of that. The fact that I can sit and look into this camera, and you can sit and look at me on your phone or on your TV, or on your laptop. That was the result of somebody's vision.
The most important thing in the world is what you believe about yourself. That's the most important thing. Your entire experience is fabricated out of what you believe about yourself. You know, I used to get down on my knees and pray all those nice little Sunday school prayers for years, trying to get a God in the sky to do something for me. And I didn't get very much until I learned that God wasn't working for me from up in the sky, but God is working for me from within my very own mind. And the verse of scripture brings this out. Be you transformed how? By the renewing of your mind.
Now the estimates by the experts in this field are that most of us are using somewhere around 5% of our real potential. Some experts say as little as 1%.
If you talk all the time, you'll never hear what anybody else has to say. And therefore, all you'll have to talk about is your own conversation. The same is true for people who think all the time. That means, when I use the word think, talking to yourself, subvocal conversation, the constant chit-chat of symbols and images and talk and words inside your skull. Now, if you do that all the time, you'll find that you've nothing to think about except thinking. And just as you have to stop talking to hear what others have to say, you have to stop thinking to find out what life is about. And the moment you stop thinking, you become into immediate contact with what Korzybski called, so delightfully, the unspeakable world. The most ordinary sights and sounds and smells. The texture of shadows on the floor in front of you.
You're going to realize it one day. That happiness was never about your job or your degree or being in a relationship. Happiness was never about following in the footsteps of all of those who came before you. It was never about being like the others. One day you're going to see it. That happiness was always about the discovery, the hope, the listening to your heart, and following it wherever it chose to go. Happiness was always about being kinder to yourself. It was always about embracing the person you were becoming. One day you will understand that happiness was always about learning how to live with yourself, that your happiness was never in the hands of others. One day you'll realize that true happiness comes from within, and no external factors can define it. It was always about you. It was always about you.
That everything in your outer life has a mental equivalent in your inner life. Anything that you want to see different in your outer life, you must first provide the mental equivalent internally. And the law of attraction says that anything that you keep holding your mind on a continuing basis, you draw to you. That your dominant thoughts set up a force field of energy that draws into your life the people and circumstances that you need. I mention that because of this. Many people say, well, how will I get a better job or a better relationship? How will I find the information I need or get the education and so on? You don't have to worry about it. All you have to do is get it crystal clear in your mind, and you trigger into and get into the flow of these universal mental laws, and everything that you need will be brought to you exactly as you need it, exactly when you need it, and exactly in the form that you need it.
The law of attraction says this. It says that whatever you think about, focus on, fantasize about, worry about, talk about, attend to, watch on TV, listen to on the radio, you're going to create more of in your life, especially those things you feel intense feelings about. So when you're talking about how bad it is and you're not feeling good about it and you're really upset about it and you're down in the bar, you know, talking about how terrible life is, what I call the Ain't It Awful Club. You know, people go there after work to the Ain't It Awful Club and complain about how miserable their life is. And when you do that, what happens is you actually create more of that because you're sending out a vibration. And that vibration is your thoughts and your feelings that are the result of those thoughts. And so we have to become conscious of our thoughts. We have to become conscious of our feelings. We have to become deliberate thinkers, deliberate creators.
The law of attraction is considered by many to be one of the most important laws of human existence. In this, you will always attract to yourself, positive or negative, people and circumstances that harmonize with your dominant thoughts. That whatever you're thinking on a continuing basis, you're attracting into your life. You're drawing it into your life like a magnet. That's why it's so important that you keep your thoughts on what you want, keep your thoughts on what you desire, and keep your thoughts off of what you don't want. And by the way, as you advance and develop and become more proficient and more sharp with these methods, the law of attraction will work faster for you and with greater accuracy.
Everything you want is already out there, waiting for you to ask. And here's the truth. Everything you want also wants you. But it's not enough to just wish for it. You've got to align with it. Believe that it's possible. Feel it.
like it's already yours. And then, take action. The universe wants you to succeed. It's not holding anything back. It's waiting for you to believe, to move, to become the version of yourself who already has everything you're asking for.
Now, the law of attraction simply says that you are a living magnet. You are a living magnet. And that you inevitably attract into your life the people and circumstances that are in harmony with your dominant thought. In the universe, we know that all of energy is in a state of vibration. That everything is vibrating. Even this board is vibrating. Your skin is vibrating. Every substance is vibrating because of its molecular structure. And we also know this is the law of radiation. That everything is vibrating outward. The process of entropy. And we find that whatever you are thinking, your thoughts are also a form of energy that is vibrating and radiating out from you and that travels at the speed of light so that you can affect people and circumstances at great distances.